Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalid, Hoya Isa B'Te'inim. So the worker was working with figs, Oyechol Banavim, he can't eat grapes. Or for that matter, Banavim, if he's working with the grapes, Lo Yoichol B'Te'inim, he can't eat the figs. You could only eat from the type of fruit that you're working with. Even if he hired him to do both. But while you're working with one, you can't eat from the other. Aval, but what he could do is, Moneya Esatzma, he can hold himself back, the worker can hold himself back from eating when he's up to the pears that aren't so good, Achemagia, until he gets to the end of the field, Lamakim, to a place where he knows, Hayofis, these pears are good, Va'echlin, eat it then. The Balabas can't say, oh, no, you're not eating now, I know why, because you want to eat everything from the good ones. No, you eat from here now, the ones that aren't so good. I want you to be full now, so when you get to the good ones, you shouldn't want to eat anymore. No, that the Balabas cannot do. V'kulan, in regard to all the workers, like Amru, we did not say that it's mutter for them to eat from the tfu or the pay rice, ela b'shas malacha, only when he's Isaac mamish in the malacha. He can't say, well, I didn't eat all the time I was working, so now I want to sit down after I finish and have a nice meal. He can't do that. The Torah only gave him rishus to eat while he's working, not before he starts and not after he finishes. Now, what's the din when he's like walking from one road to the other? Right now he's not working, but he's walking from one road to the other to continue his work. So l'chayre, now he shouldn't be allowed to eat. I can only eat when I'm working. Now I'm not working, I'm only going from one place to the other. Aval, but, continues the Mishnah, Mishum hoshev aveda labailim, so that he shouldn't be mevatel from his malacha. So it's a kind of a shavas aveda. Amru, the chachamim, said they were mesakein, that payalim oichlin, the workers, can eat b'halichasan as they are going, me'oimen lo'oimen, from one row of tefuah to the other row. How does the word oimen mean a row? So the Tosfos Yomtov says in Masechtas Pei, because it was a big trick to get it straight. You have to be a very skilled worker to get straight rows. So the male of the straight rows are called the oimen. Oimen means a craftsman. But again, because of a shavas aveda, Chazal were mesakin that payalim oichlin, the workers can eat b'halichasan as they're walking me'oimen lo'oimen, from one row to the other row, even though right now they're not working, u'b'chazirasa min hagas, and as they're returning from the place where they pressed out the grapes, really should not be able to eat now. Midrash, it's also to eat now. But still, Chazal said, no, they could eat. As they're walking from one row to the other, or as they're coming back from the press, now they could eat, before he physically starts working, and right afterwards. The Balabas is happy about this. He would rather they eat then, not when he's actually working. Does your rabbi let you eat in class? Besides the fact that wouldn't be a kavod atar, but you can't do two things at the same time. You can't concentrate on what you're doing and eat. So the Chachamim said, Vaday, the Balabas, would much rather that he doesn't eat mamish b'shas malacha. And therefore they made this takana. Now a behema also can eat as it's working, but by a behema it's dafka b'shas malacha. U'bechamar, when it comes to a donkey, when a donkey's doing malacha, so what's called b'shas malacha? It's the same as the tzir, the case of the pasi gives us, of the axe threshing. Again, threshing means walking on the tefuah in such a way that it breaks off the hard part, the hard peels. So we don't use a donkey for that. We use a donkey for carrying things. So a donkey can eat kishi pirekes until the time that we remove the load off the back of the donkey, as long as it's going. And where's the donkey eating from? It's eating from the package that's carrying. It has to crane its neck, kind of, and eat from it. But that's called b'shas malacha, and you have to let the donkey eat. Okay, so we know now that after you unload it, you can stop the donkey from eating. It's no longer called shas malacha. But before you unload it, you have to allow the donkey to eat. So quickly, chazring over what we learned here in Mishnah Dalid. If he's working with figs, he can't eat from the grapes. If he's working with grapes, he can't eat from the figs, even though he was hired for both. Minotaur, you can only eat what you're working with right now. He could hold himself back until he gets to the better ones, though. Although in a Torah it's only b'shas malacha, the Chazal or Masakin should be able to eat when he goes from one row to the other, or even after he finished with the grapes and he's returning from the press, because the Balabas is much happier that he's eating then as opposed to during the work. And by a donkey, the halacha is he can eat until we unload the package. But while he's carrying it, if he cranes his neck and he's eating off the sacks that are hanging on both sides of the donkey, then we cannot stop him.